Hi, this is Robin Hurst. I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit today about how Facebook games relate a little bit to business strategy. I know this is kind of grasping at straws, but you guys kind of hang with me and I'll make it make a little sense. The main game that I want to discuss is Dragons of Atlantis, which is a game that my son and I play back and forth together a bit. And the more I played it, I'm taking part in my business strategy class this semester, the more I realized the two kind of relate to each other. In Dragons of Atlantis, you start with an empty village, a few resources, gold, food, lumber, metals, and stone. And if you think about it, it's kind of like having an empty office space and a little capital to get a business going. And this is where the strategy part kicks in. Where do you start? What do you want to do first? And what's the best way to get there? You have to determine how to best use your time, resources, and people to do what you need to do. You have to be careful about how you allocate all these resources because you want to do so in a way that you begin to produce more in order to support yourself or your business and your villagers / employees. When you're successful at doing this, you're going to slowly build your village up. You're going to add homes. You're going to add factories. You're going to add everything that you need to support what's going on in your village, just like you would in your business. You're going to add a new desk and a new employee, and you're going to get that fax machine and all these different things that build up as you're planning out what you want your business to do and where you really want it to go. And eventually, within the game anyway, of course in the business world this is going to take a lot longer, but you're going to reach a point where you have to decide if you want to join some type of alliance or work in part with another related business. And within Dragons of Atlantis, of course, it's join an alliance. And if you think about it, it's a bit like mergers or multinational joint ventures in the business world. What will you get out of this alliance or joint venture? Do you have enough resources to really share anything within a joint venture, or in this case, an alliance? So these are things you have to consider, and it's really building strategy, just like you would in business. You have to do it just like that in this game, because if you don't, you're going to lose everything and have to start all over. And then from there, you progress on to, what do I do now? If I run out of resources, what do I do? Where am I going to get additional resources from? If I want to expand, how do I expand? I've been given this limited space for my village or my office area, and I want my business / village to be bigger.